If you have your Bible, we'll turn to Mark chapter number 11 this morning. Amen. Mark chapter number 11. Look at verse 22. And Jesus' angel said unto them, have faith in God. For I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. I want to preach just a little while this morning on believing is receiving. Believing is receiving. As we look at this and we can see, if you go back up a little bit, the Lord was there, and we know that he went in and he had to clean the temple. The temple was being defiled by those that was ungodly. He went in and overthrew the tables and got rid of the money changers and the seats of those that sold doves in the temple, because that's not what it was for. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 93:5, he said, thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Now he says, holiness becometh thy house. We know God's testimonies are sure forever. Amen. But he said, thy holiness, holiness becometh thine house forever. He's talking about that adornment. He's talking about that holiness that would adorn the house of God. And anything that would defile it and make it defiled would take away that adornment. And God said that the house of God is supposed to be adorned with the magnificence of God. Amen. And so what we see here is unholiness that had come in. Unholiness had made the temple a place for thieves to hide, basically. He said in verse 17, and he taught, saying unto them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations a house of prayer? But ye have made it a den of thieves. So he says, what's happened is that you've come in and made it a place where thieves can hide out, where thieves can come in and do their wicked deeds and do the things that were contrary to the Word of God. Now, they was the money exchangers because you had a certain currency that you had to use, praise God, in the temple. So they would take the foreign currencies and the other currencies, and they would exchange them at a lower rate, of course, because they had to make money off of you. See what it was, nothing more than a money record. Praise God! Jesus said this was supposed to be a house of prayer, prayer, but they had become a house, a place to pray. But he said had become a place of prayer, praying. Praying on the people, what they was doing. What was they doing? They was praying on the people. They was using religion as an opportunity to make money. Amen. Religion should never be an opportunity to make money. Religion should be something that we take sacred and reverence, that we lift up to God and we magnify Him above everything else. And Jesus said, praise God, He said, He was talking to them and He said, we need to have our faith in God. If we got our faith in God, we don't have to worry about the money. If we got our faith in God, we don't have to worry about the finances. If we got our faith in God, we don't have to worry about the sickness and the death and the dying. We don't have to worry about those things because God Almighty, praise God, when we got our faith in Him, He's promised to take care of you and me. Amen. He's promised to deliver us from all that stuff that would so easily beset us. He said, have faith in God. Amen. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in God the Father, praise God, in all that He's able to accomplish for us. So what He's telling us here is that at faith, which is God-given, which God gives me and you, faith that we need. God gives us an abundance of faith through His grace and His mercies, praise God. He pours out on us faith that you and I can believe, that you and I should believe. Amen. I don't know about you, Dad. I believe there's a God. A God, amen. And He's a God that's sovereign. He's a God that's in authority. He's a universal God, praise God. He's the God of heaven and the God of earth. He's a great God, amen. He's one of the most magnificent things that you could ever encounter. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people that's missing God, amen. A whole lot of people are missing God this morning. They're missing godliness. You say, well, preacher, how will they ever see Him? How will they ever find Him? Through me and you. Amen? Whether you're at, where you're at the schoolhouse or your house or down at the job place, praise God, they ought to see Christ in us, that blessed hope of glory, so that they can have something that they can redirect their focus on. Amen? Hey, listen, you may be bored to tears this morning because you say, preacher, we've heard this before. We know all about it. Yeah, but praise God, there's a difference between knowing about it and putting it where the rubber meets the road. There's a difference between knowing who Jesus is and knowing Him in your heart. We better get Him in our heart, praise God, and out of our head, because we're coming into turbulent times. Praise God, the waves is roaring. Praise the Lord, we're going to need all the help that we can get. Man, we need to believe in something. He said we need to have faith in God. He says, the Lord says, have faith in God. Amen. That's believing. Now what is believing? We've told you before, that's trusting in. Amen. Putting our trust in Him. It's relying on Him. Amen. When the rubber meets the road, when things get tough, when things get difficult, and they will. Amen. Amen. Hear me this morning. If you don't hear anything else, times will get difficult. You'll have hard times and situations in your life. They will get difficult. It will be hard to overcome, but we got to trust in Him. But I'm not trust in Him, praise God, in faith, believing, but we got to rely on Him. We got to go to Him. We got to ask Him. We got to receive His help because He has it in abundance. He knows the feeling of our infirmities. He knows your lack of strength and your weakness, praise God. He knows where you need strengthening. He knows where you need help. And He knows where you need hope. That right there is this morning, make a cold Methodist shout. Amen. Amen. Praise God, it gets you in high gear. Amen. So we just need to trust Him, rely on Him. We need to adhere to Him. We need to listen to what He says. We mentioned this in Sunday school this morning, praise God. Hey, there's a difference in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and making a profession and living according to what He says. The Lord says to keep my commandments. Amen. What does that mean, Pastor? It means we got to do what God says. Amen. Hey, it may hair lift the world. It may make the devil mad, but that's all right. We're not serving this world. Praise God. We're living in it, but we're not of it. Praise God. We're somebody going somewhere else. And we're not definitely not working for the devil this morning. So we just need to line out and ask God to help us. That we, you and I, can keep His commandments. Just do what He says. Amen. You say, preacher, how do I know what He says? It's in the volume of the book. He wrote us a whole book about it. Told us how to act and behave, what to look for, what to anticipate down the road. Because we don't ever know. One of these days, praise God, every one of us is going to have to get a hold of God. We're going to have to call upon Him with every fiber of your being, realizing that the only one that can help you is going to be Him. Yeah. You hear me this morning, young and old alike, there's coming a day when you are going to have to call upon God yourself. Yeah. Amen. Now we count on mama and daddy, and we count on grandma and grandpa, and that's all well. Thank God for godly saints that we can go to, praise God, and have them pray and lift up objects for it. But there's coming a time, children. You listen to me, young people. Yeah, praise God, there's coming a time in the very near future when you're going to have to call on somebody to help you. And the only one that's going to be able to help you is going to be God. Amen. The only one that's going to get through, praise God, for you is going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to be rooted and grounded, praise God, believing now. Hey, don't wait till you need Him to call. Call on Him every day. Amen. Good Lord said, have faith in God. Put your faith not in man. They was going into Jerusalem, going up to the temple, and there's a little old fig tree there. The Bible said it had leaves on it. So the Lord thought they might be something. He was hungry. Thought they might be a little something. Now, early when it started making leaves, it would make little buds. And those little buds on the fig tree are edible. He knew that. Now the Lord, He knew all things, so He knew that it wasn't the time for the full fig on the vine or fig tree. But He knew that they should be some little buds. And He come to that thing, and they was nothing. They was nothing to be had. So He cursed that little old tree. He said, what a pitiful thing. Hey, listen, when the Lord comes to, He's expecting there to be fruit in our lives. He's supposed that there'll be something there, praise God, that He can cultivate and use for His glory. And when he come, nothing there, he cursed the fig tree. And that's why Peter would ask him this question. Amen. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said to him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. If we don't come in believing faith, praise God, receiving Him as our Lord Jesus Christ, getting devoted to Him, amen, making Him a priority in our lives, praise God, it'll just fade away. It'll wither away. It won't amount to nothing. But praise God, God Almighty, He said, we've got to pray, we've got to believe, praise God, we've got to put our faith in God. Amen. The things of this world will let you down. There'll be a time that you'll go to the You may go to the cupboard and may not be nothing there. Now, you young people, listen to me. There'll be times, praise God, in your life, especially at young married people. And I won't say that it's a hard time for your young married people today. You're getting started. They just getting started out, praise God. You're going to have some awful obstacles to overcome. You're going to have some hills that you're going to climb, some steep places, praise God, that you're going to have to get over. And I'll tell you, the authority of God's Word, you'll not make it over without the Lord. But with God Almighty, praise God, you can pray. He said He'd not see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed a begging bread. He said He'd take care of you. He'd put food on your table. He'd put clothes on your back. He'd put a roof over your head. Praise God, He said, if we just pray believing that we could receive. Amen. He said, we need to pray. We need to believe. Having faith in God. Amen. If you have that faith, if you've got faith in God, if we put a full faith in God, it pleases God. It pleases God when we believe on, believe what He says. It makes God happy. Amen. You say, how do you know? Because listen, as a parent, we tell our children all the time, hello, can I get a witness? And a whole lot of times they don't want to listen. Amen. How do you know? Because I've been there. Amen. Mom and Daddy told me all kinds of stuff. So I said, that's just old stuff. Amen. Praise God. This is a different generation. This is a different world. Amen. That stuff, that's old school. But guess what? Mom and Daddy was right. Praise God. They knew just exactly what was coming my way. They had been there. The old proverbial, they'd been there and done that. Amen. Got the T-shirt for it. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. They've been through it. Praise God. But they knew where they needed to get their help from. And they needed to get from the Lord. They knew what was pleasing to God. Over in Hebrews chapter number 11, in verse number 5, it says this. By faith Enoch was translated, he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, now watch this, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. Hey, listen, I want to be found pleasing to Him when I go out of here. Can I get a witness? Amen. I don't want to be found on the other side, praise God, when it's time, my time to go. But listen to this, verse number 6. He said, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Hello? Ask you a question, Mark. Do you have faith? Have faith in God? You have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? You believe on Him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, like the Bible says? For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. In other words, He is God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Amen. And that He is a rewarder, now watch this, of them that diligently seek Him. How will we be found when He comes back? Jesus said in Luke chapter 18, He said, when I come, will I find faith? He wasn't saying save people, perfect people with a profession. He said, will I find faithful people when I come? People that's faithful to the faith, faithful to God, faithful to Lord Jesus Christ, faithful to listening and being persuaded by the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's what makes a difference. That's why we're called Christians. It's not just the head knowledge. He said it's that heart knowledge. Amen. Simple believing faith is what Jesus required. He insisted on it. Look back over a couple chapters. Mark. Mark chapter number 9. Remember the story, Jesus was up on the mountain, Transfiguration. Peter and John, James was up there with Him. They saw the Lord glorified, praise God, in magnificence. He's shining bright and glowing. Amen. And they come off the mountain. While they were on the mountain, this man brought his son down to Jesus. Verse number 14 of Mark chapter 9. He said, when they came to his disciples, when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them and the scribes questioning with them. He's talking to the disciples. Now, the scribes, these writers down of the word, are questioning the capacity of the disciples. They're basically questioning their faith, why they weren't able to achieve the same things as the Master. Amen. You know, I wonder today, why are we not able to achieve the same things as the Master? The Jesus said when he was here, said that these miracles they've done, he said that we would do greater miracles than he did because of our faith. See, the disciples had faith in him while he was here when they could see him. He said, but there's a time coming when you and I, praise God, we won't see him face to face, but we'll know him in our heart. And he said, we'll do greater things than the disciples would do. What's a hindrance today? What's holding you back? You. You are the only thing that's holding you back from seeing mighty things. Amen. Mighty works from God. Praise God. And said straightway, all the people went when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribe, said, what question ye with them? He said, what are you asking about? He said, one of the multitude answered, said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. We're going to see anybody saved, get out from under the bondage of sin. We're going to have to bring them to Jesus. Amen. You're going to have to get them to Jesus, praise God. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, said, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. He said, as a little innocent feller, praise God, this wicked spirit came upon him. I'm afraid there's a lot of wicked spirit in this world today. Demon possessed people. You see them on the news. You see them in these places rioting and protesting. And now you look upon their faith and it's just full of the devil. Amen. We've got to have the power of God to cast out those demons, praise God, and put them and replace it with Jesus Christ. And oftentimes it'll cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But he's not watching this. He said, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Amen. He said, if. Praise God. The old fellow said, hey, listen, these fellows wasn't able to help me much. These fellows wasn't able to help him much. But Lord, if you can, will you help me? And Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You know what they're saying? That's a present participle. That means it's available now. Amen. You know, preacher, one of these days, praise God, I'm going to be like Jesus. And I'm going to be able to, praise God. Hey, listen, he said that is available today for those who believe. Those that push it, not to uplift ourselves and be supermen on this world. It's, praise God, but it's to be super for Jesus. Amen. God will empower you. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Presently available. It's presently available right now if you want it. If you want that power. Praise God. He said, but you got to, praise God, the simplicity of believing has to be there. You have to believe that God is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Amen. Got to believe that he is. That he's there to help you. He's there to reward you. Praise the Lord. Then straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears running down his face, flowing from his eyes. His son had been in this state for a long time and nobody could help him. But listen to what he says. He said, Lord, I believe. He said, Lord, I believe you. I believe, praise God, I believe what I know. He said, but help thou mine unbelief. Lord, strengthen my faith. If there's any ounce of doubt in my body, in my being, praise God, take that away and put a certainty in there. That my faith, praise God, in what you are and who you are and what you can do, so that my prayers can be answered. Praise God. So that I might receive from the throne of grace that you have for me and for my little old boy. I can see him as the tears is flowing down his face as he's wetting his shirt. He's saying, help mine unbelief. Amen. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore. He came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. This old foul and wicked spirit, amen, that was inside, had been in him for a long time. It came out, praise God, because of belief, because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Praise God. The power of believing. Jesus was insistent that you got to believe, praise God. You got to have faith. That's what our whole relationship with God is relevant to, is our faith. The faith that I have, the faith that you have for Jesus, toward Jesus, toward God the Father. He said, have faith in God. Amen. Praise God. You've got to believe. Amen. You got to believe. The answer, answering to prayer, answer, an answer to prayer is believing. Amen. We got to believe. We got to believe that God can. We got to believe that God will. We got to believe that God wants to. Amen. He said, the Bible says that He loves us and His mercy is new every day. He knows the afflictions that we have in this world. He knows that we're assaulted by the devil and the fiends of hell every day. And God's there to relieve us of those burdens of that. But he said, we've got to believe. The answer is believing in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In 1 John. 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 13. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God. Ask you a question this morning. Just simple, elementary. Do you believe on Lord Jesus Christ? Now, I mean, I don't know that you know who He is because you learned it in Sunday school. But do you believe that He is the God of heaven? Do you believe that He is our Savior? You believe that He's our shepherd, our master shepherd, that He's the one that's promised to lead and guide us, the one that's promised that He'd never leave us nor forsake us? Because there's coming a day, young people, old people, everybody, praise you, there's coming a day that you're going to feel like you're all by yourself. That there's nobody around. But I will tell you that Jesus promised if we'll believe on Him, He'll be right there with you in every circumstance, every situation. He'll give you good counsel. Amen. He'll tell you what's right. He'll show you what's wrong. And He'll help you to live in that straight and narrow. He'll help you get on that straight path that leads to righteousness in His name. Amen. Believe on the name of the Son of God. That you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. See, that's important. We got to believe in Him. We got to put our faith and trust in Him. We got to rely on Him, and we got to listen to what He says. If we're not trusting in Him, if we're not relying on Him, if we're not listening to Him, then we're not His. Hello? I hate to bust your bubble this morning, but if we're not doing those things, then we don't belong to Christ. Said we got to belong. When we belong to somebody, praise God, we kind of follow along with what they tell us to do. Amen. They're doing it for our benefit. In verse number 13, number 14, listen to what he says. And this is the confidence we have in who? Him. Amen. See, a confidence ain't in me and you. If you put your confidence in you, if you put your confidence in Pastor Jeff, I'll let you down before the end of the day. If you put your confidence in you, you're going to let you down before the end of the day. Amen? You'll go astray, you'll do something you shouldn't, you'll say, you'll act out, because it's you. But he said, this is the confidence we have in Him, in Christ Jesus. See, he never messed up. He never sinned. That's why he would say, hey, he said, put your faith in God. Amen. He said, because Jesus said, hey, listen, Brother Jeff, he said, that's what I did. He said, while I've been here, I put my faith in him, and he's brought me through every day. Amen. All the obstacles, all the trials, all the things I've had to contend with, and they've been a whole lot. But he said, but because I believe my faith in God, he's brought me through it all. Amen. He said, I'm here with a shout, not a pout. Have in him that if we ask anything, according to his will, he heareth us. Amen. He said, so if we need something, said we can ask him. Hello? Amen. Remember, he's our Heavenly Father. He wants to help us. He wants to reward us. He wants to give us things. But he wants to give us things according to his will. Said, if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. So he does. So he hears, he listens to us. Hey, listen, folks, that's a whole lot better than some of our earthly fathers. Amen. A lot of our earthly fathers don't listen to us very much. Amen. A lot of times just don't want to hear what you got to say. Hello? But he said that our Heavenly Father, he hears us. So if we ask anything according to his will. So you say, preacher, how do you know if it's according to his will? Because it'll bring glory to God. Anything that we do, anything that we ask for, praise, isn't solely to be put upon us, to get something to us, but it's to glorify his name. It's to lift him up, that he'd get glory out of it. So, Brother Charles taught this morning that we can just keep praising him continuously, praising him, praise God, for the blessings of our soul. Knowing that we're just human beings in frailty, but praise God that he is God Almighty and he blesses us on purpose. He just does it because he can. Amen. And we're the beneficiaries of it. Those great benefits that we have in Christ Jesus. He said, if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, amen, we know he hears us. God's not deaf and he can't hear. He leans, he inclines to hear from his people. He inclines, he's listening for you to talk to him today. Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you talked to Jesus? Come on now. How long has it been since you talked? I mean, had a personal conversation with Christ. Getting awful quiet in here. Amen. So a preacher, I kind of said grace over my food about a month ago because I was in this little restaurant dive and I thought, man, I better pray over this. But how many times do we just stop and talk to him? Amen. He wants to hear from us. He wants to love on us. He wants to hear from us. But we got to want to talk to him. Amen. There's got to be that desire in there. And you know what? Here's a cop-out. So, preacher, I just don't know how to pray. I don't know how to talk to God. Amen? Praise God. Hey, listen, all we got to do is just start talking. He's a good listener. And we speak to him not from our head, from our thinking, from our knowledge, but speak to him from our heart. Heart speech, praise God, is what God wants to hear. Just speak to him from your heart, praise God. Amen? Prayer, believing, asking according to his will. So we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask. We know that we have, that's past tense, it's a done deal, the petitions that we desired of him. So he said, if we ask, praise God, believing, he said, we'll receive those things that we're asking. Amen? Reason we don't receive what we're asking for, we don't ask. And when we do, we ask it not according to his will, because of lust of our flesh. Because it's things that we really, really want. Amen? God's not so concerned about what you really, really want. God's concerned about what you need. Amen? And the main thing that we need, you and I, is a relationship with Christ. Without that relationship, all's null and void. All is vain. That's why we should be trying to talk to him. And we should be asking. And we ask, by the way, we should ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We are to ask in Jesus' name. Look at John chapter number 16. John chapter 16. John says this. in verse number 23. He says, In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Well, that's big right there, ain't it? He said, if we'll ask the Father. And that, but in other words, he said, we've got to get into the throne room of grace. We've got to get above the ceiling. We've got to be in the starry atmosphere, and we've got to go into the portals of glory. We've got to get into heaven, praise God. We've got to approach the throne of grace. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Amen. You know what God's desire is for us? That be full of joy. Joy comes from knowing the Lord. Amen. He says, ask in the name of the Lord Jesus. Not asking in the name of Jesus, but asking in the merit of that name. You know, Pastor Jeff, what's the difference? A name is a name. But the name of the Lord Jesus Christ has a high merit to it. Because, see, He's done stood before our Heavenly Father, and the Heavenly Father's done looked upon Him, looked upon His deeds, looked upon His service and His attitude. And He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Amen. Praise God. He said, so we're asking according, not in Jesus' name, not according to the name, but according to the merit of His name. What His name has already achieved before the Father. Believing, receiving today is because we believe on that name. Amen. What makes this believing so powerful? Amen. What makes believing so powerful? It's the object of the belief. The object of what we put our belief in. You say, what do we believe in? Praise God. We believe in the truth. Look at John chapter 16, verse number 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He said, you can't do it now, but when the Holy Spirit comes into you, amen, it's come, He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He said, He's going to point you over into the glory world. You're going to get to see things that's out of this atmosphere, praise God. He said He's going to let you see into the portals of glory. He's going to let you see into the throne room of grace. I don't know about you. I'm like old Brother Paul. I've peeked over on the other side a time or two, Brother Bill. I've got a glimpse over into glory a time or two, praise God. And I want to tell you, it's surreal today. I praise God, it's a magnificent place with magnificent opportunities. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. This gets better farther on. He will show you things to come. And He shall glorify me, for He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. He said, the Holy Spirit, He said, He's plucking things right out of glory. And He's delivering them down to you where you're at. Hey, I can't get there to get them. But praise God, the Holy Spirit of God, which God, He said, I'll send you that comforter, that consoler. He'll pluck them out of heaven. He'll plant them on us. Praise the Lord. We ought to be a shouting people today, excited about the goodness of God. Bless His holy name. What a Savior, what a Lord that we have in Christ Jesus, praise God. Amen. He said, all things that the Father hath are mine. Is there anything lacking? Praise God. Jesus said, everything belongs to me. Everything belongs to me. He said, all things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, he that shall take of mine, He shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, what we have truth. We can believe this because it's truth, absolute truth. Absolutely. Because the Lord already told us. Amen. And let me just show you something. Look back over John chapter number 1. John chapter number 1. He said, verse number 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same Savior, the same Lord, the same Christ, was in the beginning with God. Amen. He always was and He always will be. Listen to verse number 3. You say, but preacher, you know, we've got needs and these things that we need to have and these things that we've got to try to acquire. Listen to what he says, verse number 3. All things were made by Him, Christ. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen? So He made it all. So therefore it belongs to Him. It's His. Amen? So if there's anything that you need, praise God, in this world, whether it's prosperity, whether it's health, whether it's food, it's clothing, it's raiment, whether it's spiritual needs, praise God, God has them all. Christ Jesus has it all. He said that's why we got to believe, praise God, to receive. When we believe in Him, we put our trust in Him, we receive the bounty of heaven. It's poured out upon us. I wouldn't want to be a young person starting in this world without the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. If you are, you're backing up. Hey man, I'm trying to make a living, trying to find a job, trying to this and that and the other. Praise God, you need to find Jesus first. Get a hold of Him. Receive Him. Invite Him into your soul. Praise God. Make Him the Lord of your life. Put your trust in Him. Rely on Him and just listen to what He says. He'll begin to pour out that bounty upon you, praise God. He'll begin to give you that, praise God, that you never imagined. Verse number four, number 12 in John 1 says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." That's how you get in. You believe on Jesus. Verse number 14, He says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father." Now watch this, full of grace and truth. Believing is receiving, friends. Believing on Lord Jesus Christ. Believing on His Word. Taking Him at His Word. That's what faith is. Amen. I've said it before. I believe my Bible from Genesis 1 to Revelation, the end of chapter 22. I believe it with all my heart. I believe it with all my heart. I believe it. I believe in it. I believe in the Savior. Praise God. I believe He came and lived, loved, died for our sins. Praise God, I believe He come to elevate us beyond our sin and sinfulness and selfishness and to promote us into a higher plane of living. Amen. A higher plane of loving. Amen. Into a place where Jesus Christ is supreme. The world needs that today. In the sin and the turmoil and the anxiety that's everywhere. If something drastic don't happen, it's not going to get no better. It's going to get worse. But yet those of us that know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, one day, praise God, we're going to be glorified. We're going to be like our Savior. We're going to be with Him where He's at. It's not going to be too long. He's going to be a shout and a come up hither one day. He'll say, "Come away, my fair one, come away." Glory, hallelujah, we're going to lose gravitation. Amen. We're going to fly out of here like Superman, won't need tights nor cape. Amen. We're going to go out of here to be with Him, praise God. Why? Because we're believing, praise God. And believing, we receive. Listen to me now, and I'm done. Believing and receiving. See, you got to believe. And He said, if we believe, Jesus said, believe in God. Have faith in God. Put our trust in Him. Put our trust in the Word. Put our trust in Christ Jesus, the Lord. Because He paid that way to Calvary. He paid that way to heaven. And said, if we'll put our faith and trust in Him, we'll believe on Him. He said, we're a shoe-in. He said, we'll get into heaven, praise God. We'll get into the portals of glory. We'll come into that beautiful place. He said, believing. When we believe on Him, put our trust in Him, He said, then we'll begin to receive those good things that God has for us. I wonder today, now listen and I'm done. I wonder how we're cheating ourselves out of the blessings that God has to bestow upon us. By not putting our faith and trust in Him. Oh, we're running to and fro. Daniel said it'd be like that in the last day. Daniel 12 said we'd be running to and fro in the last day. Like a dog trying to catch its tail, and then they don't know what to do with it when they catch it. Amen. That's just something that's behind them that's a flopping around. And then they finally figure out how to catch it, and except for them bulldogs. And bulldogs can't catch their tail. Man, they struggle with that. But that's kind of the way we are. We're just going around and around in circles, just trying to chase this old world and chase life. Amen. What we ought to be doing is we ought to be getting our children by the hand. We ought to be chasing the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We ought to be looking to Him, the author and the finish of our faith. Because Jesus tells us here just as plain as the nose on your face. He said, "Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." Amen. He said, we need to become believers. We need to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Knowing, praise God, that He's made us promise and He's the ultimate promise keeper. Amen. And what we need, He's promised to provide for us. He said, we got to come out of, He said, God's house is a house of prayer, not a house of thieves. Amen. He said, we ought to be coming in a house of prayer, asking God sincerely, earnestly. That's why He would say, whatsoever things that ye desire, amen, you come earnestly with before Him. He said, you shall receive. Amen. Because of your faith, believing that He is, and He is a God, and He's a rewarder. Because we're diligently seeking, we're looking for Him, we're expecting things from Him. Because He's God, because He's our Heavenly Father. He loves us today, He loves you today. And I know there's a whole lot of needs that we have. There's a whole lot of things in this world that we got to kind of try to acquire. Amen. This side of eternity, I know that. But the first thing, the most important thing that you got to have is Him. Amen. He can supply all of your needs. And He'll throw in a few want to's while you at it. And it's what He does. Amen. Some of the things that we want, you know, the things that we desire, that's really, praise God, He'll give us because He's good that way. Amen. But He said, Jesus was here reaffirming in our hearts and our minds that we need to be seeking the will of the Father. We need to have faith in God. Faith in God. Faith in the things of God. Faith in the Word of God. Faith in the truth. Because the truth, Bible says, make you free. And when you're free in Him, He said, you're free indeed. You're not bound up by the bondage of the things of this world. But we're set free through the Lord Jesus Christ and that sweet Spirit of God that lives down in us. Amen. So God wants to free us up today. He wants to free up you today. What do you need today? What are your desires today? Let your first desire to be toward Jesus Christ and making Him your Lord and your Savior. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've been saved. I didn't say that. I didn't mention that. Your salvation. I'm talking about making Him your Lord and your Savior. Not only your Savior, but your Lord. And your Lord and your Savior. The master of your soul. Amen. Getting serious with God. Hey, time's running out. We don't know. There was a fellow, a 24-year-old this week, passed away from dementia. Died of dementia, 24 years old. Unheard of before. But he got it 2 years ago. And this week he passed away from dementia. From that stuff it builds up in supposedly old people's brains and takes you out of here. But he wasn't old, he was 24. You say, well, that's just crazy. Yeah. We don't ever know. We're not promised tomorrow.